And in today's Murli, Baba told us that if someone asks you, what is the aim of your organization? What should be your reply? What is the aim of your organization? If someone asks you this question, how would you respond? Yes? To be a deity. This is our aim, our objective. So are you agree to become a deity? This is why you are here. This is why you are sitting here. So definitely you have chosen to be a deity. But the question arises, why you wanted to be a deity? Why you like to be a deity? What you saw in the deity that you wanted to become like him? What is special in a deity? Because you had selected to be deity. Yes? Happiness. What else? Firmness. Yes? Unity, purity. What else? Truth. Yes? So there are variety answers that why we have chosen to become a deity. Why not we have chosen to become a lawyer or engineer or a technical person? Leaving that aside, we have chosen to become a deity. Why? See, nowadays people are living a very busy life. Everyone say we don't have time because our life is very, very busy. Okay, we agree that life is very busy. But the question arises, for what you are busy? At the end of the day, what you want to achieve, for what you are busy throughout the day? People say we are busy. And you are also included in that people. Means you also say we are busy. Aren't you busy? Busy collecting virtues. If you look at the people in the world, they say we are busy, busy, busy. Because it is, okay, we have chosen to become a deity, but it is not that only we have to become a deity, but Baba says, you have to make others also a deity. Then only this world is going to be a paradise. So when we say the other people, you to come here and become a deity, but then there is a question. You know, many people say, what do you mean by deity? As in today's Muli, Baba said, most elevated human being. Means deity is also a human being, but it is most elevated one. So when we say to other people who are not in knowledge to come and become a deity, what is their question? They say, sisters, first you make an ordinary human being an ordinary human being, because nowadays a human being has degraded so much that they say it has become worse than the animals. Isn't that right? Human beings have become worse than the animals. And that is why the people say, you first make the human being a human being. And then think of making him a deity. Then what would you reply them? How will you convince them? How would you convince them? See, when they ask us question that you are telling a big things, first you make a human being, then think of making him a most elevated human being, what would be our answer? We should answer that, see brothers, see sisters, when we say the aim is to become a deity, that is changing an ordinary human being into a most elevated human being, what does it mean actually? When people say we are busy, we ask them question, for what you are busy? Just like you, they will give so many answers, going to the office, doing the household things, so many things are there. But in summary, we can say the people throughout the day are busy can be divided into 5 categories. Why, in what they are busy? Because what we want in the life, actually we want the beauty of this body. We want health of this body. We want fitness of body. Isn't that true? Where my time, where my thoughts go throughout the day, I have to check. And if I check, some of my time, some of my thoughts goes for this, in this direction. How to maintain the beauty of this body? And to maintain the beauty of this body doesn't mean going to the beauty parlor, going to the hair salons, but to keep updated. So some of my time and some of my thoughts are towards making this body, keeping this body, maintaining the beauty of this body. And also keeping the health. And also fitness. Do you agree with this? Okay. And the second thing, we need peace of mind, happiness, bliss, power, willpower. For that also, whatever method we know that with this method we can experience the peace of mind or bliss of mind, we pay our time and thoughts towards that. Isn't that true? If someone has got the knowledge that if you do this yoga or that yoga or pranayama or this or that, if you go to see a movie, you will get refreshed and you will feel the peace of mind. You will become happy. Isn't that true? So sum up my time and thoughts towards experiencing the peace of mind, bliss of mind. And third, being a human being, bread and butter I need. And how to fulfill that requirement of bread and money, for that I need to fulfill the requirement of bread and butter, I need some money. And so how to earn that money, my thoughts goes to that direction. Some of time I am paying for that. And if I started earning that much money, which can fulfill my requirement, basic requirement of bread and butter, then a thought will arise in mind slowly. Oh, only bread and butter? No, I'm a human being. I'm a social being. I live in a society. So I need to maintain a standard in my society. And to maintain a higher standard in society, I need more money. So again, my thoughts, my time goes towards how I earn more and more money. Do you agree with this? Yeah. So, and the fourth is, we need to experience the family happiness, that is harmony in family, unity in family, proper understanding for family members, dedication towards each other. And for that we think whatever responsibility is for the family members, if I fulfill that responsibility very well, then only I can experience harmony in my family. Then only I can experience unity in my family. Then only I can have sweetness amongst the family members, understanding amongst the family members. And for that, we are busy to fulfill our responsibility towards the family members. So throughout the day, some of my time, some of my thoughts are directed towards how to experience unity in family. How to experience the joy of family. And then, as a human being, everyone thinks, has desire that I should have my own home. And that home should be in such a place where natural calamities should not disturb me a lot. Not only that, but that home should be in such a place where the climate of that place suits my health. And further, my home should be in such a place where there is proper sunlight, proper ventilation, and this facility of the light and water, and nowadays, what you say, the internet, towers, TV signals, and all those, and whatever gadgets the science has provided, that all should be in my home. And outside my home, there should be garden, there should be vehicles, servants should be there so that help me. Isn't that dream of everyone? Huh? And my thoughts goes towards that direction. My time goes towards that direction. And even then, throughout the day, I'm thinking of this. I'm paying time for this. I'm making lot of efforts for this. But even then, we are not able to achieve all this in a proper way, in a right way. That is also a true thing. So the human being desires all these kinds of happiness at the body level, at the mind level, at the money level, at the people level, and at the nature level. So this is actually, if my day and night are passing for this only, can't I say this is the aim of my life? Because the whole of my life is for this only. I'm rushing, running for these things. So can't I say this is the aim and objective of my life? This is the aim and objective of my life. And this is very beautiful. Why? There are so many creatures in this world. But out of so many creatures, who is the elevated one? The human being. Why? Because human being has got intellect. And even if after getting such a beautiful intellect, we are not able to fulfill all these requirements which I described earlier, then what is the use of having such an intellect? Then what is the difference between the animals and the human beings? So that is why to have all these kinds of happiness, it's a beautiful aim. And not only it is a beautiful aim, we are trying and trying and trying for that throughout the life, from morning till night. But the thing is that, though the aim is very beautiful, efforts are also endless, But even then, we are not successful in achieving that. And this is why we tell the people, see, your aim is to achieve this. And when we say that we are going to become a deity, we are doing that study here, what a wrong we are saying? Because deity is nothing but a human being full of all these pleasures that I described before. We can check now itself. Because Lakshmi and Narayana are deities, na? Keep that image in front and check whether they have all these five kinds of pleasures or not. Just check the first body level pleasure. Just see the beauty of this, Lakshmi and Narayana. Can the Miss World defeat this beauty? No. So Lakshmi and Narayana has 100% beauty. And look at their body. Is it healthy or not? How can you come to know that the Lakshmi and Narayana are healthy? If the cheeks are pinkish, no question of saying whether he is healthy or not. We can come to the conclusion that the person is very healthy. And if cheeks are yellow, if the whole body is pale yellow, even if he is not describing his problem, we can understand that this person has some problem. So how the Lakshmi Narayana looks like? So they are having 100% health. And just see the fitness. Do they have to go any gym? Do they have to do any kind of exercise? No, they are 100% fit. So at the body level, they have everything. And now check at the mind level. Just having a glimpse of Lakshmi Narayana, we become happy. Isn't that true? So just by having, they are not living beings like us now. Just their idols or the images or pictures are available. But having a look on the picture of Lakshmi and Narayana, we become happy. So just imagine what kind of happiness they might be holding inside. Because only their pictures are giving the happiness to others. So when they were living beings, that time, they might be definitely having 100% peace of mind. Isn't that true? Do you accept this? Yes. Now the third thing, wealth. See their dresses, the ornaments, how they are crowned. Without money, one can do like this? One can do like this? Can have such ornaments without money? No, but they are having. It means they are full in wealth also. 100% wealth they have. And fourth one is, Lakshmi and Narayana, they are never shown single. They are always together. And what does it indicate? What does it indicate? When two persons can live together, when they have proper understanding, when they have true love, then only they can be together throughout the life. Otherwise, nowadays, today they say, I love you, and tomorrow they say, I hate you. So it is only when we have the true love, we can live together throughout the life. And as they have shown together, it means they have proper understanding. They have harmony. They have unity. They have dedication for each other. And if the head of the family is having such understanding, harmony, unity, then what will be in that family? Those the children who will take birth there, they will also learn the same thing. Today, if the mother and father are keeping fighting and then teaching the children, child, you should not fight like that. What will they learn? What you are saying or what they are seeing from you? What they will learn? What they are seeing, not what you are telling them. This is why they say values are not taught, values are caught. And the fifth thing is that the Lakshmi and Narayan, they are the residents of paradise. And there is no need to explain about the paradise. Everything is there. The nature is beautiful. The water is pure. Air is fresh. Sky is clean. The earth is with greenery everywhere. The fruits, flowers, the birds singing, the beauty of the mountains, the big palaces studded with the golden palaces studded with the jewels and diamonds. And at the door, outside the palaces, there are big bavases, there are the pushpak vimans. Everything is there. So when we say that we are studying here to become a deity, is it a big thing we are saying? No. You are trying for that only. So we can convince like that the people that what you are doing, the efforts, that is the Lakshmi Narayan, that is the becoming deity. So they can agree. And this is why we also have agreed to become a deity. And this is why Baba said, children, you should have goose pimples that you are going to become deity. You are going to become a most elevated human being and Father has come to make you that one. So do you have that goose pimples? Really? All the time? So because there is no clarity, so many a times we create doubts. Oh, how come I am going to become like this deity? But deity means what? Having these pleasures. So it is good to have a aim to become a deity. But then for that what we need? Because people are doing lot of effort for that. But they are not able to achieve. But we want to achieve. So what is the right method? No matter we are doing, people in the world are making effort, but still they are not successful. So what is the right method? That is what Baba said. It is only when you clean your intellect, you can become deity. Now the question arises, how to clean the intellect? Because the method that we use in the Laukik world is not successful to become a deity. The only successful method is cleansing, cleaning the intellect, cleaning the heart, making the heart pure. But the question arises, what to do for that? So what to do to clean the intellect, to clean the heart, to make it pure? Because Baba says, I have come to clean your intellects. So what method Baba gives us to clean the intellect? Child, remember me. That is the only method to clean the intellect, to make the heart pure. But then again there is a question. When we remember Baba, there are so many hindrances. Isn't that true? Baba says, child, have exclusive remembrance of me. But when we sit for remembrance, what happens? What happens? Is there Baba only or something else? Various kinds of thoughts comes in between. And in that, Baba disappears. And we don't have yoga with Baba, the link with Baba, connection with Baba. And that is why our intellect doesn't get clean. And this is why many a times we think, is that we are going to become a deity? Because only method is cleaning the intellect. So what to do to clean the intellect? Baba says, since 63 births, because in the golden age, in the silver age, whatever actions we perform, they are neutral. But once the copper age starts, the actions are not neutral. They are no more the neutral actions. Either charitable or sinful actions or ordinary actions. And because of ignorance, because at the copper age we develop body consciousness, and because of that body consciousness, Baba says, whatever actions you have performed, child, all those are sinful actions. So you have a burden of sinful actions over your head. And that too of not only one birth, not two births, not three births, but how many births? 63 births. Now that much burden is over my head in the soul. That I have to clean. That I have to erase. That I have to burn. That I have to remove. And Baba says, for that you have to have exclusive remembrance of me. But the problem is that we do have the aim that I will only remember Baba, but we don't succeed. Why? Because throughout the day, through our sensory perception, sensory organs, so many input is there. And that, when we remember Baba, comes in between. Throughout the daytime, means when we are in the interaction, when we are with the people, when we are in our job, in our work field, we come into interaction with many people, places, things. Those things comes in between. And we start remembering that. Instead of remembering Baba, those things comes and we start remembering that. And when we remember people or things or places, that remembrance gets mingled with five vices. Attachment, greed, ego, anger, lust. Not only five vices, but Baba says the grandchildren of these five vices are also there. And this is how we get away from the Baba. We try to have in my conscious, my original point of light form, I try to become bodiless. I try to have the glimpse of my father. But in between, these things come. And because these things come, I don't have direct connection with Shiv Baba. And because there is no direct connection with Shiv Baba, so no current from Baba I am getting. And because there is no current from Baba, I am not able to burn away this sense. I am not able to erase out these things, this stuff here in the mind, in the intellect, in the soul. And this is why Baba says, child, don't remember worldly things, worldly people, worldly places. Only remember, if you have the habit of remembering the people, if you have the habit of remembering the places, you remember your golden age. You remember the father and the inheritance that you are going to receive here from your father. Try to remember that. So, we need to try to understand why Baba says these things to us. Because he knows, if we keep on remembering these worldly peoples, worldly things, worldly places, that only becomes a problem. When I am trying to connect with Baba, to receive his powerful rays, to receive his virtues, because I am already depleted, I am discharged. Not only discharged and depleted, but with burden of sins. So what I have to do? I have to do two things. I have to charge myself and I have to cleanse myself. How these two things will happen? Suppose we here have a solar system, na? We do the solar cooking here. So, how these things happen? Solar energy is free for everyone. But if I want to get benefited from that, what I need to do? I need to concentrate those solar energy, solar rays on some lens. And with the help of those concentrated rays, I can do whatever I need. Because when those solar rays get concentrated on lens, the high temperature is produced. And that high temperature can be used for construction or for destruction. Construction of what? That we need. And destruction of what? That we don't need. So this is the solar energy from the sun. Similarly, the energy that comes from the Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba also is a sun. He is sun of knowledge. He is sun of might. So the energy that comes from the Shiv Baba is the spiritual solar energy. And we need to focus that energy on this lens. Unless it is focused here, how that high temperature will get produced? Because Baba says, child, the soul has become impure because there is alloy. And what is that alloy? Body consciousness. And because of body consciousness, so many other vices are there. So in order to melt that alloy, we need that high temperature. Because if in a metal there is alloy and you want to take it out, you have to melt that one. Only then Once the LI comes in the liquid form, that can be taken out. Otherwise, it is not possible to take it out. And not only the people we remember, not only the places we remember, not only the things we remember, but sometimes something happens in our interactions which I don't appreciate, which I don't like, which hurts me. And then I keep on holding those things. And when I keep on holding those things, and when I sit in remembrance, that comes in between. And this is why Baba teaches us, child, let go of. Forgive. When we are forgiving others, it is not really we are forgiving others, it is really we are forgiving ourselves. So don't keep the things in your heart holding. That only makes me to be away from the Baba, the Father, the God, which is the source of inspiration, which is the source of power, which only is going to fulfill me, which only is going to clean me. What else comes in between? We have so many belief systems before we came to Baba. And when we come to Baba, we get a new set of belief system. So old stuff of the old belief systems, that also interrupts when I remember Baba. Because Baba says, child, this drama repeats identically and repeats after 5,000 years. And this is why whatever is happening in our life, let them go off. Don't keep on holding. That is the only method to let go of. Because as per the drama, things are happening. And it will happen because they are predestined in the drama. So that is why Baba says, past is past. Remember three dots. You are dot. I, your father, am dot. And past is past. That is, put a dot. But then again question arises as per our previous belief system. Oh, how come this repeats identically? Sometimes it happens. Because this belief system is not firm, and this is why we are not able to forgive. Otherwise, if we have the firm faith on this belief that drama is repeating after every 5,000 years identically, then whatever is happening, what I have to do? I have to simply observe as a detached observer. And not to keep on holding it. But we keep it holding on. Oh, she did with me like this. She did with like me this. And I say, I can't forget it throughout the life. I can't have love for him. There is too much hate in my heart for this one, for that one. This means I haven't made this point of drama firm. That this is repeating. This is predestined. And why we get hurt? It is only when we are in body consciousness. If we are in soul consciousness, no matter what the person is behaving with me, it will not affect me. But because we are in body consciousness, things affects me. So many things Baba gives us in the Murli every day, how to clean intellect. And once your intellect is clean,
you are deity. Not only in the paradise, in the golden age, in the conscious age itself.
And one more method that Baba gives us, because some says, okay, I am a point of light, Baba is a point of light, but then how long I can remember this, I am a point of light and he is a point of light and I can enjoy this meeting. So then Baba gives another method. And what is that method? Baba says, child, spin the cycle of self-realization. And what is that cycle of self-realization? Earlier Baba gave this cycle of realization in the form, child, remember that I was first deity for in golden age, in Sun dynasty for 8 births, and then I came down to the silver age for 12 births, I was their warrior, and then I came down to the copper age, and then I became in the copper age, merchant for how many births? 21 births, and then I came down to Iron Age, and then what I became? Shudra for how many births? 42 births, and then I come to the Confluence Age. But again, in this cycle, what happens when I spin this cycle of self-realization? I am going from perfection towards the imperfection. Isn't that true? So that also doesn't appeal to us. And this is why then Baba gave us another cycle of self-realization, and that is 5 forms exercise. Do you remember that? What are those 5 forms? Can you repeat? First is the point form, the original, eternal form. And then next is, so in my original point form, light form, I am a very, very pure. I am in my perfect stage. 100% I am perfect, I am complete. And from that perfect stage, when I come to the golden age, the day I become deity, that time also in the beginning I am perfect. So remember that from a point of light, then I went to the golden age and I become a deity, 16 celestial degree full, all virtuous, full, completely wiseless, fully disciplined, double non-violent. So this is my again a perfect stage. And then come to the, don't come to the silver age. Baba only said come to the golden age means paradise. And then come to the copper age where you see your worship worthy form. So maybe for foreigners, it may be difficult. How I can consider myself Durga and Ganesh and these and those. But Baba says, it is not that we are worshipping that idols, but actually we are invoking that spirit, the golden age, perfect spirit in that worship worthy form. So again, that is a perfect form. And then from that worship worthy form, you come to the which form? Brahmin form. Is it the perfect stage? Is that the Brahmin stage is a perfect stage? What do you think? Can we say it is a perfect stage? Huh? No. Once you become Brahmin, we have to face a lot of attacks from Maya. Isn't that true? Many say that before becoming Brahmin, I was not facing that much attack from Maya, but after becoming Brahmin,
I am facing too much from Maya. Isn't that true? So we can't say this is a perfect stage, but though it is not a perfect stage, still we are in the process to reach towards us perfect stage. It is not that we are going to become imperfect. We are in the process of going to our perfect stage. So that is, this form also appeals to us because we are going to from imperfection to perfection. And then, after that, come to the angelic stage. And that is again a perfect stage. So all these five forms are perfect. So Baba says, child spins this cycle of self-realization. And when we keep on spinning this cycle of self-realization, there is no margin for any other thoughts to come in between because we are busy. We are totally involved in this. And because of this full involvement, because we also remember it is Shiv Baba who is making us angel. So Shiv Baba also comes there. So automatically we develop that connection with Shiv Baba. And once we have the proper contact, proper connection with Shiv Baba, that Sakash, that light, that energy, that power, that current enters in me, the soul, the intellect, the mind, the sanskaras, they get purified. So this way, we need to clean our intellect. So different methods Baba has given in the Murli because Baba knows it is a human tendency. What? Every time the human expects something new, something new, something new. And this is why every time Baba gives us new methods to clean our intellect. To purify our intellect. So, when we pay attention on these different methods, definitely we will make ourselves free of all the alloys. We can become, because of the burden, we are heavy. We can become light. And once you are light, you can fly. Because we are heavy, just as an aeroplane takes off, the gravitational force tries to pull down. And that is why a refined petrol is needed in aeroplane. Whereas other vehicles which runs on the road, they doesn't require that much refineness of petrol. So we have to fly up. We have to go to our home. Then only we are going to come into the golden age. It is not that directly from here we are going to the golden age. First we will go to our home. And this is why in this last Murli what Baba said, whatever weakness you have, you give it to Baba. This is also one method to clean the intellect. Because weakness means what? What do you mean by weakness? And what do you mean by strength? How will you find that this is weakness? Weakness is something which doesn't allow me to be still, to be soundless, to be motionless. Because my original home is Paramdham, Supreme Abode. And there is no sound, no motion. That is the real peace. So the weakness means which doesn't allow me to be in my peaceful stage. It doesn't allow me to be in motionless and soundless stage. And if you check yourself, you will find the weakness is nothing but this thing is making me disturbed. Isn't that true? When I think of this, it makes me to think a lot, waste or ordinary or negative or poisonous thinking goes on. And one more method Baba has given to clean the intellect, and that is check and change. You don't have to involve. If you are meditating, suppose you are trying to remember Shiv Baba, trying to stabilize yourself in that point of light form, trying to make yourself bodiless, but that body, that matter is pulling you. The Maya is pulling you. What you have to do? Simply you have to observe what is happening. Don't get involved in that. Then what will happen? When you involve, it increases. And when you keep yourself as a detached observer, you will find after a while, it stops. That pull of matter or Maya stops. So these are the various methods that Baba gives us in the daily Murli, how to cleanse the intellect. And once we are able to clean the intellect, we are able to enjoy a deity life here itself in the conscience age. This is becoming a deity. Om Shanti.
प्यार से पुकार